The White House has been taking a lot of heat for creating video news releases that resemble TV news stories while promoting administration policies. Last week, President Bush said local stations ought to tell viewers what they're watching, and he pointed out that the stations chose to use the releases. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the issue has sparked a lot of finger-pointing within the news industry.
Karen Brown is scrolling through stories sent to her computer by CNN. Brown's an executive producer for News Channel 8, a regional, round-the-clock cable station based just outside Washington.
Rhea McIntyre reveals her new clothing line. Harsh discipline negatively affects school kids.
CNN News Source sends stories reported by CNN and its affiliates to 800 stations every day. The stations pay for the service. At this moment, however, Brown's looking at stories from a list marked VNR, short for video news releases. CNN also is paid by public relations firms to deliver releases from corporations and government agencies to those same stations. Brown's boss is news director Alex Lakowski. He says he doesn't trust the agenda behind those video releases.
If it's hawking a product or something, we'd not ever use that.
The video news releases are often designed to mimic actual news stories, right down to people posing as reporters. Viewers may be fooled. They wouldn't be the only ones. Don Bradley's the news director for WPTA, the ABC station in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's responsible for the editorial integrity of his newscasts. WPTA ran a story about Medicare, which told people not to worry about controversial changes in the program. The Columbia Journalism Review found that segment ran on many stations. But it was a video news release, paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Don Bradley says he didn't know that.
Shame on us for trusting CNN as the purveyor of that. We ran it thinking it was a valid, viable news story that was done by a CNN reporter, and there was nothing in the tag to it that indicated otherwise.
We asked CNN how big a part of its business this is, but CNN refused to answer our questions. A spokesman acknowledged that CNN has records on each video news release, but he claimed the network could not measure how many VNRs it distributes. John Frazee is a senior vice president at CBS News. He says CBS NewsPath sends out corporate video news releases, but not government VNRs. And he says stations are always given this warning.
That they are not produced by CBS News and that we do not vouch for what they contain.
Footage of new products like cars or drugs often comes from manufacturers themselves. Frazee says the local stations know that.
I believe it is virtually impossible for a CBS affiliate not to know that a VNR that we provide them is a VNR.
Tom Rosensteel's the director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism. He says the mock news stories are deceptive.
It's a basic, fundamental notion in journalism that the news organization should never deceive or mislead its audience.
Rosensteel's think tank recently released a study that found television stations rely on local newscasts to drive big revenues, but they've lost viewers to cable and the internet. So local stations have expanded how many hours of news they provide and cut costs aggressively to hold on to those profits.
They've stretched their people thinner and thinner over the last decade. This is causing them to use more VNRs.
Karen Brown of Washington's News Channel 8 agrees.
When I first started out in small market TV stations and you don't have a lot of reporters and you want to be able to put something, what you think is newsworthy, in your broadcast, and sometimes you do rely on VNRs.
But video news releases appear in big cities, too. In 2003, Fox station WTTG in Washington was among those that ran this piece, inspired by President Bush's top education policy.
For Valerie and many other parents of children with poor grades, this is a program that gets an A+. In Washington, I'm Karen Ryan reporting.
It was paid for by the U.S. Department of Education. In that way, government officials were able to give themselves top marks on local newscasts. Back at News Channel 8, news director Alex Lakowski says his editors are trying hard to be vigilant.
VNRs could come from anything. We really don't have a way of knowing whether it's staged, whether it's accurate. Using the video and using the sound from a VNR is a dangerous practice.
CNN, CBS, and other distributors of video news releases say they've tightened their disclosure policies. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.